Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Nicole Bateman joins us from the Economic Development Corporation, where they have put together a pretty comprehensive resource page for businesses here in Decatur and Macon County. Good morning, Nicole. Tell me the thought process behind this. This is a lot of information to put together, but clearly people are, I don't want to say panic, but people are in a mood where they really need to find the resources they need to find. Is that the idea behind this?
Yeah, definitely. We want to make sure that business owners aren't making knee-jerk reactions. There is a lot of information coming out, and it's changing on a daily basis. And so as the EDC, you know, one of our main priorities is retention of businesses. And, you know, usually retention is keeping them from leaving the community. Well, retention is at this point keeping them open because we know that this is a really trying time. And so we want people to see us as a resource. And so we are putting all the resources we have and that we're receiving from DCEO, from the state, from associations like the Illinois Manufacturing Association, which has been just phenomenal in gathering information for us to share with our businesses here. And that's not just for manufacturers. It is information that applies to, can apply to all businesses. And so on our page, we have created information for businesses, information for employees and for the general public as well.
Okay, let's walk through some of the business resources. The Family First Coronavirus Response Act, that has to do with sick leave and there's possible tax credits. You know, obviously we've talked a lot about the SBA disaster loans, but unemployment benefits, legal guidance, sales tax deference for those bars and restaurants that Governor Pritzker has announced. You know, it is a little overwhelming, right? I mean, there's just so much to think about. You think about a small business owner, for instance, you know, they're right now just how do we keep the doors open? And so I think this is such a useful tool for them to be able to land one place and be directed towards resources they desperately need.
Yes, and we try to make these, you know, very one-stop shop and click. You know, we don't want you to have to dig for the information because government websites are really good at making you dig and dig for the info. So we're trying to put it just right there for people to find. Obviously, you know, we're not legal experts and we're not financial and accounting experts. So we definitely want folks to check with their, you know, their legal and accounting that they have and use on a regular basis. But this is a great place to start. And again, like we said, we just don't want people to make knee-jerk reactions and just lay off their employees because they're deemed a non-essential business. You know, they may be able to get tax credits for that, for paid sick leave, and there may be some workarounds to keep your employees getting paid and working from home as much as they can. So there could be some workarounds there. We just want people to be able to have the information at their fingertips so that they can make educated decisions on, you know, how or in what capacity they keep their businesses open at this time.
All right. And you also have community resources such as United Way and food resources, the health department, even our local restaurant, you know, guide. Those businesses are still open, and Howard G. Buffett stepping up in a big way for the community with $100,000 for all of our sort of first responders to be able to eat and put that money back into restaurants here. So it seems like everybody's kind of doing their part. But man, it is going to be so choppy. I feel like we're just going to like this. The current week we are in is going to make the week before look like a walk in the park, as hard as that is to believe.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're really just getting started. And you know, as people abide by the stay at home and the shelter at place, and we can really stop the spread of this as much as we can here in our own county, that is going to be helpful. When they see that we're not abiding by that, more restrictions are going to come down the pipeline. And so I think we all really need to do our part best we can to stay at home, to not spread. We just can't reiterate that enough because you see a lot of these comments on social media and you hear it and you see it in your friends and family. You know, we've got to stay at home and stop.
We have to. And we have to know what sacrifice really means. Sacrifice isn't, you know, my internet isn't fast enough on this show. It's literally pulling together and leaning on each other, you know, from a distance, community wide. And you see story after story where people are doing that. But as you just pointed out, you see story and story where they're not. We talked to Mark Densler a little earlier, the CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. On the other side of this, whatever that means, when we crawl out of this and rebuild, Decatur is suited, and I hope this country is situated to lean more on our manufacturers back here at home, making stuff at home, pharmaceuticals at home. We're learning a lot of valuable lessons out of all of this.
Yes, for sure. You hit the nail on the head. There has been no better time for Decatur to be positioned as such to bring those companies and those manufacturing processes back home to America. This has been a huge wake-up call, I think, for all of us. You know, we talked about this before, but, you know, the tariffs were a taste of that. And now we're in a global pandemic and we're relying on other countries for our essentials. That can't happen anymore. But we're so well positioned between the manufacturing facilities, our workforce that is positioned to do this, and then our import and export capabilities, and then our reach throughout the central part of America. I mean, we can do this. And again, it's a wake-up call, and I think we're really well positioned to capture that when the time is right.
Okay. What is the website?
So it's DecaturEDC.com/COVID-19. If you just go to DecaturEDC.com at the very top, and then also again in the middle of the page, it says COVID-19. Just click on that. Again, we're updating this. We're updating it every hour, actually, yesterday, because new info was coming out. You can also visit our Facebook pages. We also push that stuff through the LimitlessDecatur.com website and also the Facebook page there, too.
All right. We appreciate it, Nicole. Keep us updated. If people have information they want to get to you, they can do that as well, right?
Yes. You can either submit it through the website, info@DecaturEDC.com, or email me, nbateman@DecaturEDC.com.
We appreciate it. Stay safe and keep us updated. Nicole Bateman from the Economic Development Corporation. Everyone stepping up and doing their part.